Love the sound of that. KKFT 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open, 884-9910. And make it something substantial. Don't call just to wish me a happy birthday. I'm not about that. I'm an old broad. I'm 53. I've seen enough of them. I don't really care about them. 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. But I do want to thank Susie this morning for sending me one of my first birthday wishes. And, you know, it's just, that's what I want for my birthday. I was on Facebook last night and somebody popped in at 12:01, my old roommate, and she was my first birthday wish. And I thought, you know, how things have changed working in music radio and, you know, coming this far to where I am now, doing what I've always wanted to do. I love the experiences I've had. I love the times that I've had, but I've always just wanted to have my own show that you and I can sit and talk and we can share our grievances and we can share our hopes for the future and turn those hopes into realities with just sharing information, with letting people know what's going on. It's so important. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I started WCSD Rants and Raves. And I had a gentleman who was trying to log on to it yesterday, and I figured out that Facebook is really weird. So if you go in and you search for it, you have to capitalize WCSD, capital R, ants, N, W, or capital R, Aves. And then you'll find it. And then you apply to be a part of it. And I'm just so grateful that people are using it and they're sharing information and they're asking questions about different age groups, about different schools. That is what I love and actually appreciate the most. So let's go to the phone lines because you are the ones I appreciate. This is your show. Even though it's called The Monica J Show, it's about what you want to talk about. We've got Jane on the line. Hey, Jane, what would you like to talk about this morning?
Happy birthday, Monica.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say thank you so much that you have chosen a career where you are the voice of so many people that don't have a voice, and you're just doing it. You will never know how many people you have positively affected, but I hope you'll just rest assured that each day you do contribute to the betterment of our society, and I just greatly appreciate what you do. I just was wondering, because you are helping to make government more transparent, and with that, sometimes government becomes more covert, more covered up. Maybe during the next year, and by the time you have your next birthday, you might be able to keep a score sheet of how many things you have done that have caused transparency in the government and how many things you have done that have forced the government to become more covert. And again, those are the two things that I see you being invaluable in exposing the government in Nevada.
Well, thank you, and I will try to do that. I get a little lost on note taking, but I do know that I have a number of politicians who won't just go live on the air with me. They have to sit and, you know, try to talk or something beforehand. So that's rather concerning. But I will try to keep track, and I will try to pay attention to what we're not seeing anymore and what we are seeing. So, Jane, that's a great suggestion, and I appreciate it. And I appreciate what you're doing, because I know behind the scenes, and, you know, not everybody has to know this, but you give me a lot of great information that I don't have the time or the resources to go research and get to the people. So I appreciate you greatly, and I need to start getting you some resources for those copies as well.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, and thanks for all you do, Jane. Let's go back to the phone line and check in with Leon this morning. Hi, Leon.
Hi, Monica. How are you this morning?
I am doing great this morning. We got a lot of interesting things to talk about. What would you
yes,
like to talk
do.
About?
Well, I want to talk about the Democrats and the totality government that they're headed for. They're going yeah. after everybody that they hate, that is against anything that they do. It kind of is reminiscent of when Russia took over the country. You kill the people or you destroy the reputation of the people who can out you for the things that you do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I'm not sure I'm putting this all together, but this is kind of how I look at it. We're going to be in real trouble if the Democrats take over the White House. And we are,
you know, Leon, it's so much more, because even here at home, you would cringe at the horror stories that I've sat down with people and heard their personal stories, and it dismays me that others sit around and say, that can't be true. Our politicians, our people in this community wouldn't do things like that. And they do. I have a gentleman who used to own some motels that people could afford if they were down on their luck. And one of them mysteriously burnt down, and he was literally forced to sell for way under value and pretty much lost his livelihood. And then someone came in and swooped it up and is just holding on to that property for bigger and better things. And it concerns me that people don't realize or take to heart that these things are going on in our community, that we do have corruption in our community. And it's at every single level. We see it now with our governor. You know, why is his wife's company handling contracts for the state? In my opinion, that is called a conflict of interest. Why is the AG's company, you know, handling legal cases for the state? That is a conflict of interest. Why does our city manager, you know, husband, lawyer, married, working for big companies that have influence with the city? Conflict of interest. Nobody seems to care, and nobody seems to do anything about it, Leon. And yeah, I know what you're saying.
I'm not sure how I can get involved. One of my friends said he just got a bumper sticker about impeaching our governor.
Yes, recalling him, yes.
Yes, recall. I'm down here in Gardnerville, and I haven't seen any place where I can go to sign any petition to do that. I'll talk to him.
Well, we can't. Right. We can't sign the petition yet, because what Governor Sisolak did was he knew that people were going to try to recall him. So while the legislature was in session, he changed the recall process. And so we have to get a certain amount of people in 90 days, and only 90 days. We cannot go over that. So the Recall Sisolak Committee, who is completely volunteer, they do not take any of the money that they raise from the rallies that they have. That money all goes into the coffer to be able to pay for the recall, because you have to actually give money to the state to do it. They have to have all that money raised in advance. And right now, it's just been slow going. And that's why, you know, people need to go on to the website, fightfornevada.com, or the Recall Sisolak Facebook page, and help out. You know, if they really want this to happen, even if everybody just donated, you know, $2 or $3 to the effort, it would make a huge difference if they bought a T-shirt. If I'm rallying to get hats, because I'm a hat person. I like to wear baseball caps.
Well,
and so I told
too.
Them
I'm
wanted
sitting,
baseball
I'm
caps.
I'm sitting here looking at my NRA Golden Eagle hat.
oh, I love that one. I have the, what is it, the 23 words one with the whole Second Amendment on it. But that's Ooh, the wow. thing is we have to keep getting word out. The petition will probably not start the boots on the ground to actually get the signatures. Right now we're getting the volunteers together because it has to be in every single county. 10,000 signatures. It can't just be, you know, 100,000 signatures from the state. It has to be a certain amount in every single county. So we have to get those volunteers together. And what really upsets me, Leon, is, and I mentioned this Sunday at our rally, is there are two counties, and I believe it's White Pine is one of them. And I'm going to have to get the other one from the leader. They want nothing to do with it. They won't do anything. They won't get anybody to put together a rally. They won't get any volunteers together. They just, I don't want to.
I missed the ranch thing because. I'm involved with the American Legion, and I was busy doing some things with them and Fallon. So, but I'll get the support if I can, and I'll go to me. Mind me for just a minute here. I'm going to go over here where I have pen and paper. And what is that?
That's
website?
Fine.
What is that website again?
It's a fight. FOR, Nevada, spelled out, .com. And that's what we're doing. We're fighting for Nevada because California is taking over. And it's not just California. It's the Steyer, Mr. Steyer's over in California. It's Nancy Pelosi. God. It's the Boxers. It's the, you know, Feinsteins. These are the people who are running the party, and they're just going to destroy all of us.
Yeah. Well, and then they think they're doing a good thing by harboring the Muslims that are in our Congress, and that's going to be a major mistake someday.
Yeah, no, they don't think they're doing a good thing. They're telling you that they're doing a good thing. They don't think it. They know what they're doing. Because that is the only way to destroy this country. We have had bombs dropped on us. We have had, you know, economic collapses dropped on us. They know that the only way that they can break our spirit is by going through the legal process of bringing us down from within. Go listen to, you know, any of the great players, Abraham Lincoln, Ronald Reagan, they will tell you that it is from within that we will see the collapse of the United States. So, Leon, I've got to take a quick break. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. Do whatever you can do to get that word out there. FightForNevada.com and Recall Sisolak on Facebook. KKFT, it's 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910 and, of course, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. We're going to be back right after this with more of how, well, we need to take a lesson, actually, from California on KKFT. KKFT, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Again, 884-9910, the talk lines. I hope you just always remember those, because between 10 and noon every weekday, you are always welcome to call in and voice your concerns, like Leon did, that it's gotten out of control. It's gotten to the point where people who aren't interested in politics are finally paying attention and saying, how did this happen? How did we get this far? Well, it's because people weren't paying attention before. So one of my friends, Sean Meehan, sent me an email this morning. I thought this was so cool. I thought it, you know, big day in American history today, folks. And I thought, Sean, it's just my birthday. It's not that big of a deal. So I clicked on the attachment that he sent me. Oh, 232 years ago, on September 17th, 1787, by the way, which is not my birthday, delegates to the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia signed the draft Constitution, which would later be ratified by the people of the several states. History tells us that upon exiting the hall, a local woman cried out to Ben Franklin, "Doctor, what have we got? A republic or a monarchy?" Franklin responded, "A republic, if you can keep it." Now, I've always heard that Ben was a bit of a playa, so I thought she might be yelling something else out at him, but that's what he yelled back. A republic, if you can keep it. This is not a democracy, people. This is not something that was put together to be a dictatorship, even though people love calling Trump a dictator, which is extremely funny. They need to learn the definition of dictator, because he is anything but. He is actually giving power back to the intended people, the American citizens. He's deregulating things. He's getting us out of other countries. He's trying to get us out of new wars. Which reminds me, go to our poll site, our website, 991fmtalk.com, and answer today's poll question. Do you think, and remember, this is just your opinion, it's okay. It's a blind survey. I'm not gonna call people out and say, oh, you know, so-and-so believes. Because it's how I believe, personally. Was the bombing of the Saudi oil field done to draw the U.S. into war? This has been up for a full day now, 24-hour cycle. 77% say yes. What does that tell you? That's what I voted, because I vote in my own polls. I think it was. If you want to have more faith than that, that's fine. But it's that faith that we keep going back to, that coexist. I think it's so funny. The majority of people who have that coexist bumper sticker on are the people who will shout you down if you voice any type of opinion. It's hysterical. But that was a digression there for me. So log on to the website, 991fmtalk.com. This has been coming for a long time. They try to distract. We're finally in a position where people are starting to get answers. Trump is literally flipping the table on the Democrats, and they are not happy. And he's flipping the table on the Republicans, too, the establishment Republicans there. Why do you think Mitt Romney is so against him? Paul Ryan, all of these guys are just, wait a minute, this isn't what I signed up for. He's getting the American people to understand by just, imagine that, a billionaire being one of us and fighting for us. I know it's hard to believe, but we cannot let the Democrats do what they are progressing. And that is socialism. That is communism. They say they are for the people and they are doing this to help the people. No, they are not. That is the biggest load of BS that has ever been delivered to anybody. And this has not been 10 years. This has not been 20 years. Look at the 20-plus years that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi have been in office, and they have switched their story every single time to be against the opposition. First, they were for legal immigration and illegal immigration being enforced and made sure that you entered this country legally. Now they're against it. They want open borders. Because there's always has to be that conflict. And they know it, or they'll be out of office. And they want to be in office because it's cushy for them. They make money. They have power. It's all about power, control, and money. They couldn't care less about you. Really, you are nothing to them. But you are something to Donald J. Trump. So glad I share at least one of those names in there with him. KKFT, also a proud family member of Fox News. Yep, they're part of the family. So let's get a quick break at KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Oh, this is where we share everything. KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. And of course, Monica at 991FMTalk.com. Love those emails. If you want to stop by and say hi and, well, shoot up some great stuff for charity, get this. I am going to be out at AIM to Cure. Yes, Chambered for Charity. It happens this Saturday, and it's the first annual AIM to Cure Sporting Clays shoot. It's going to be held at the Capital City Gun Club in Carson City, and I'm going to be out there from 10 until noon or so. So I want to see you come out, say hi, and take part in this. They've got pink clays. They're going to have different locations and shoots. It's just going to be so much fun, and you're going to have the opportunity to win great prizes. And the best thing about it is you're supporting those who have been given that horrible, horrible diagnosis of breast cancer. And this is how you can actually fight back by coming out. You can be a single shooter, or you can have a team of five. So get your friends together, get the family together, get the kids. You know, this is a family-friendly event, and I know I don't shoot clay because I'm horrible and my eyesight is horrible. So kids actually do this better than I do. But this is a great thing to come out and support. And 100%, don't you love hearing that? 100% of the net proceeds will be going to various causes and charities to help people, Nevadans, after that diagnosis. Families, Nevada families. It's the first annual AIM to Cure, brought to you by Chambered for Charity. I hope I see you out there. Capital City Gun Club, Saturday, this Saturday. Get signed up by going to the website. Actually, they are on Chambered for Charity is on Instagram, Facebook, all kinds of different places. And you can call Kimberly Wilcox or Heather Johnson. Just send me a quick note if you want the numbers, and I will give them to you. But Chambered for Charity, this is what we do. We support each other. You get it? We support each other. We support Nevadans. KKFT at 884-9910. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Christy Scott this morning. Hi, Christy. How are you?
I'm wanting to wish you a happy birthday in addition to everything else, but something important.
Well,
something
thank you.
More important came up. Yeah, I was going to call and sing and everything, but let's. So I'm sitting here, finally get into the store, and I get a call from the 818 area. Having lived down in SoCal, I know that's San Fernando Valley-ish. Guy tells me, hey, I just heard on the news that the Carson mayor is putting out a resolution to ban guns. And I had to sit for a second. I said, are you talking about Carson City, Nevada, or Carson, California? And he said, oh, Carson, California. but it is true. I have a customer in here, and we both looked it up, and the it's just weird that the call came in that way, but it's very weird. There is an article out there. It says Carson, California. Mayor Albert Robles wants, for the city of Carson, he's presenting a resolution to limit gun sales and gun possession in his city. There are 8 gun dealers in Carson, California. And, yeah, it's California. But you were just saying, we need to stick up for each other. We need to band together. And, yes, in Nevada, but now I've got 8 people. This could be happening in my community where they're going to try to put these 8 gun dealers, legal gun dealers, people who have put their blood, sweat, and tears on the line every day to run their own businesses, are going to try to put them out of business. He's basically saying that his proposal is that gun sales and gun possession would not be allowed within a 1-mile radius of a school, park, church, or daycare, which would make it impossible for anyone to be in the city limits with a gun. The only exception is having one in your home. And he says if the true purpose of owning your gun is to protect your home and your family, then that's where your gun belongs, in your home.
Well, your family's not always in your home.
Thank you.
So exactly. You should be able to protect your family when you're out on the streets of this country that we pay for, that we are American citizens of. And, you know, what really bothers me about that, Christy, is they are putting a delegation together to speak with Governor Sisolak, and it's going to be a gun summit because California wants Nevada to have California gun laws to restrict all of us because criminals from California are coming over here and getting them. Getting guns and going back to California.
No, they're not.
And yeah, they're not. They don't. We obey the laws.
Yeah.
Not legally. We obey the laws. But if they come over here with a Nevada driver's license and, you know, because the states are not paying attention to the people who are getting the driver's license, who are getting the illegal IDs and coming over here and purchasing firearms or purchasing them illegal over here and taking them back. I know we do have criminals here.
Oh, gosh, yes. But here's what I find just completely perplexing about this whole thing. Carson, California is overloaded with gangs. It has been for years, the Bloods, the Crips, everything else. There's a Linwood gang. There have been gangs overwhelming the city of Carson, California for years.
They're overwhelming all, Christy, they're overwhelming all of the cities. And law enforcement doesn't want you to know. That Crip was just arrested right here in Reno for murder. A Crip.
When we were going to get guardianship of our grandkids, we could not get an attorney in Kern County to take our case because someone involved in the case was high up in the courts, and that person was a member of the gang. So people think they're just out on the street bashing it out like thugs. No, they are in positions of authority to where they are protected by the very people that are supposed to protect us from them. Corrupt city officials, etc. But they've made deals for years. We had to go to another county to get an attorney because nobody wanted to cross this gang member because that person was involved in our case.
It's just the corruption knows no bounds, Christy.
Nope, none whatsoever. But I thought that would be an interesting discussion, seeing as how we've got, you know, they're working with Sisolak and the name is so similar and they have a huge gang problem, but instead, they're going to take guns away from the people that truly need them in that area.
Yeah.
Bravo.
And you know that that's coming this way.
Oh, that's coming this way.
Yeah. Christy, thank you so much for calling and sharing this. Thank you. Hey, as long as I'm with you and everybody else listening, I'm going to have an awesome birthday. This is perfect.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much. You too, sweetheart. You know, this is the thing, is it's not just here, it's not just there, it is everywhere. You know, we talk about how, oh, do you really want your children to grow up in a world full of guns? And it's like, yeah, if they can protect themselves. It's not a joke that if you outlaw guns, the only people with guns will be outlaws. That is not just a saying. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Bruce this morning. Hi, Bruce. What would you like to talk about?
Well, Monica, I just wanted to pass on a little piece of wisdom that I recently come across. It said that you don't make bad people harmless by making good people helpless.
Yeah. No truer
words. It
just
amazes me that our politicians have so little regard for our Constitution. And this being Constitution Day, maybe they should read it again.
I hate to disagree with you, Bruce, because I'm not surprised. Because it's all, I cannot stress it enough, it is all about power and control. And the only way that you can get more power and control is to take it from the people and make sure that they cannot fight back.
Well, if our politicians would ever bother to read and study the Constitution, they'd understand that it was written not to define the rights of the people, but to define what limits government has on the people, not the other way around.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I wish I could find out if this were true or not, because somebody sent me something one time that said the original 13th Amendment was written that lawyers could not be politicians.
That was the... Yes, that is in fact true. The original framers of the Constitution did not want lawyers to be able to hold political office because they thought it was a conflict of interest for lawyers to write the laws. But it was eliminated. As a matter of fact, could I plug the Constitution class, Monica?
Oh, yes, please do.
Yes, there's a free to the public Constitution class that happens every Wednesday at Shields upstairs in their training rooms. And it's the same curriculum that is used to educate our politicians. But the classes are not mandatory, so that's why they have no idea what that document is all about. It's an extremely interesting class and a lot of history.
That's what concerns me the most, Bruce, is the framers of the Constitution had the right idea because lawyers shouldn't be politicians and they shouldn't be working in government because they're the ones who are figuring out how to rewrite the laws, how to write new laws to go against existing laws, and who are literally destroying us from within. If you look at how many politicians are actually lawyers, it's very concerning.
Well, and should be. You know, one of the things that I learned at this class is you actually have no constitutional rights. What you have is natural or God-given rights that's protected by that document.
Yeah. Bruce, we're up a creek without a paddle, and that boat has a bunch of holes in it that the politicians keep poking every time, every day. There's just another little poke hole. It may be a pinhole.
Well, how often do you have to poke pinholes in a boat before you finally sink it? And that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They keep taking little pieces at a time. They take the power of the people away from us, little piece at a time.
Yeah. And then when they get that little piece, you know, just like you say, give them an inch, take a mile, or when you get that little piece, you've set precedent. And so people think that, oh, well, we did this, so, you know, expanded background checks going into your, you know, records and everything. It just... Oh, it's mind-boggling, Bruce. Thank you so much for the call, and thank you for clarifying that for me. That they knew back then that lawyers should not be involved in writing or even enforcing the laws. KKFT, it's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show. We will be right back with more of your live and local FM Talk right after this on KKFT. KKFT, not only 99.1, but 92.3 FM, Smith and Mason Valley. It's your FM talk station, and it's your FM talk show, live and local, right now, here until noon. So, you've got another hour to call in at 884-9910 and talk about the issues that are most important to you. And I want to give you the heads up, because I want you to go and get your tickets now. He is on Fox News as a commentator. He is all over Facebook with his videos from Turning Point USA. And he is just an incredible, incredible young man. To have his patience to be able to take on liberals, take on the education system, is just beyond me, and he is so well-spoken. Culture war, and this really is what we are in, is a culture war. Charlie Kirk is coming to town. He is going to be at UNR, the University of Nevada, Reno. Doors open up at 6:30, and everybody is welcome. But you do have to go on and get your tickets, okay? So, it's going to be at the Matt Glick Ballroom October 7th. So you've got between now and October 7th. But I wouldn't wait until it gets closer because, well, the ballroom can only hold so many. And we know that we need to get the conservatives in there before all the progressives try to buy or get up all the tickets and just shout him down. You can get your tickets at tpusa.com/culturewar. Charlie Kirk, come to town. This is fantastic. We need to support people like this who are willing to go out and take the heat. You know, not everybody can go into a crowd of screaming liberals who have no idea what they're screaming about and speak coherently on your rights. And he takes them on every subject. Every subject out there, he will take the liberals on, and he just... I saw one of his videos the other day. He talks to a young woman about transgender bathrooms. And he shut her down so fast, I couldn't believe it. He asked her why she was assuming that he was a male. He threw it right back into her face. I mean, it was excellent. Oh, I'm sorry. I have to take this moment. Aww. My little sister just sent me a birthday song. My little sister through Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Vanessa, my little V. You know what? It's organizations like that. It's going to events like the Culture War Speak with Charlie Kirk. And being a mentor for others. Charlie Kirk is actually a mentor for me. I listen to him speak, and I listen to the calmness in his voice, and that inspires me because I just want to lose it on people. But I know I can't, because if I do, then I'm no better than they are, and we are better than them. And that's what we need to teach the next generation as well. That's why Vanessa is my little sister. That's why I support Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And I did not know this. I just found out, actually, at the Basque Fry, I had the extreme pleasure of hooking up with Dick Gamak again. I haven't seen Dick in, I haven't seen Richard Gamick in years. And to catch myself there, he's president right now of Big Brother, or is not Big Brother, he's of the Boys and Girls Club and doing so many other great things. Mike Worm's still the CEO, but, you know, Dick Gamick's involved now. If we don't get involved with the kids now, whether it be being a mentor or in the school system, they're not going to know what they really have as far as rights for the future. I want them to know they have a future. It's KKFT.